The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, Gareth Mullins is not with us this week, but in his stead, we are joined by Mark Moriarty, award-winning chef, author of the really user-friendly cookbooks Flavour and Season, best-selling author, I hasten to add, and star of Cook Like a Chef, which happens on Wednesdays, 8 o'clock on RT1. Mark, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Pat. Thank you for having me.
Now, you are proposing a strip loin steak with a bois boudin sauce.
Well, you've said it now, so I don't need to say it. Yes, both recipes this morning are using strip loin steak, so really user-friendly ingredient. So the first one is bois boudin, as you said. It was made by the Roux brothers, I believe, for the Rothschild family back in the day.
Very fancy.
And why I'm doing it is it's a really simple recipe that uses things you're going to have in your store cupboard. So you get your pan on the heat, a little bit of vegetable oil in there, get it nice and hot. Take your steaks out of the fridge about 2 minutes ahead of time, 3 minutes, to get them to come to room temperature. And we're going to cook them over really high heat for about 2 minutes on both sides.
Okay.
Because they're nice and thin. We're going to take them out then, we're just going to rest them on a plate. And we keep the pan. And while the steaks are resting, into the pan we're going to reduce the heat slightly and leave all those caramelized steak bits. Some diced shallots. Now you can add onion if you don't have shallots. And we're going to soften them for about a minute. And then we go in with some store cupboard staples. So add a good squeeze of tomato ketchup, a splash of Worcester sauce, some soy sauce, a tablespoon of Dijon mustard, and a little sprinkle of Tabasco sauce. And then if you have it, you can throw in some chopped up parsley or tarragon, and you can use dried if you don't have fresh. And what you do is you bring that up to the boil. It comes together in about 30 seconds and you have this really piquant, punchy sauce.
Yeah, all those flavours in there.
Yeah, and there's no, you're not spending ages making sauces here. And when it comes to the boil, give it a stir around and spoon it back over your steaks, which have rested. And we're going to serve it really simply with some dressed baby gem. So baby gem lettuce, nice and crisp. All I do is make a vinaigrette with a little bit more of that Dijon mustard, some olive oil, some white wine vinegar, and some salt and black pepper and some extra tarragon leaves if you have them. Whisk it all together in a bowl. Take your baby gem, take off all the leaves, just get it dressed in the same bowl so there's not too much wash up. And within, I don't know, 6-7 minutes, there you have a really nice light dinner. Wow. It's quite warm out at the moment, so that will do you lovely for dinner.
Now, you're also going to talk about a Vietnamese stir-fried beef salad.
Yeah, so this is for Garrett, who's sunning himself in that part of the world for 3 weeks, and I have big shoes to fill. So using the strip loin steak again, cook it off exactly the same as I just described in the pan, 2 minutes on both sides, let it rest. And then what we do is we make a Vietnamese-style dressing. Now, this is something I would make in bulk and have in the fridge all the time. So we take soy sauce, fish sauce, a bit of caster sugar, the juice of a lime, and then we add in some star anise. If you don't have it, add a little bit of fennel seed, a thumb-sized lump of ginger, which we just roughly chop. You don't even need to take the skin off it. Don't waste time. One red chili, chop that up, and one garlic clove, chop it up. Put it in a pot. Bring it to the boil for about 2 or 3 minutes and then just pass it through a sieve. And you have this really punchy dressing that we can keep in the fridge for up to 3 or 4 weeks.
Okay.
And then what we do is we get some vermicelli rice noodles, which are those Vietnamese style noodles. We boil the kettle and pour it on top of the noodles, leave it for 5 minutes, and that will soften them up. And then it's very, very simple. We're making a really fresh salad. So I get some bok choy, a little bit of cabbage, which is thinly sliced, a red onion, thinly sliced again. And then if you want to add some sliced chili in there. And then I love with salads, I get herbs and I rip up the herbs. So I put some mint leaf and some coriander leaves in this one.
Okay.
So instead of adding lettuce, which sometimes doesn't have much flavor, add the herbs in there. They pack a punch. And it's very simple then. Into our salad, we add our noodles, which have been softened in the boiling water. We get our dressing in on top of that, mix it all around. It is alive with flavor. And then once the steak has been rested, we just slice it up. Serve it on top and you have this really light, it's either perfect for lunch, you can pack it in a lunchbox and bring it to work the next day, or have it this weekend in the hot weather. It's really nice and light but packed full of flavour.
Absolutely delicious. And we'll put those on our website, of course, so people can get all the details of ingredients and so on. Mark Moriarty, award-winning chef, and don't forget, Wednesday night, 8 o'clock, RT1, Cook Like a Chef. The programme is called Mark. Thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.